Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and Winter Carnival is right around the corner, one of the great traditions here in the Copper Country. And I have three students from Michigan Tech. They are all part of the Blue Key Honor Society who are putting Michigan Tech's Winter Carnival on. Joining me right now, Dan Shudlick, Madison Peggs, and Mallory Jane. Thanks so much for joining me on Copper Country Today.
No problem.
Hey, so big week coming up here. We normally we'll do this interview, you know, just before Winter Carnival's all-nighter. And when we do that, we always tend to miss the weekend before, which has a lot of events going on. So that's why I said, well, you know, while we're doing this about 10 days before the start of, you know, what many people think the start of Winter Carnival is, because there's so much that does happen. So let's go ahead and somebody tell me, how long has Winter Carnival been going on?
Well, so Blue Key has been an organization here at Michigan Tech since 1934, and we've been in charge of Winter Carnival since then. Winter Carnival's been around since 1921, right, guys? 1922.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
We're almost to our 100-year centennial. We've definitely had some planning way back when we planned for Winter Carnival March now? Can't believe it's almost been a whole year. So that's been pretty cool, pretty exciting. I think we're excited to see what happens the next few years, and we're excited to see what happens just here in the next couple of weeks.
Every year there's a theme. What's the theme for this year?
Our theme this year is Years of Innovation, STEM from a snowy situation. STEM is being science, technology, engineering, and math.
Okay, so everybody's got to make their snow statues according to that too, right?
Right.
All right, well, since the statues are what people most... they're most familiar with. Let's talk about them. How does the statue building go? What are the rules? I should be asking the right people.
So snow statues, we start right when school gets back for the month-longs, and they get until the morning after all-nighter to finish. And then we also have the all-nighter competition, which goes during the all-nighter, obviously.
That's what they're busy all night doing. Yeah, I get to tour them on the Thursday morning after the awards are given. And of course, I do that for the news, and I'm always amazed at the work that they do. It's just world famous is no understatement for, you know, the job that the students do in building these statues.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing.
Absolutely awesome statues. I mean, we've even been featured on the Weather Channel way back when. And I think it was about 2014, I think, was the last time they were featured. And I think we applied again this year. I don't know if we've heard back yet from the Weather Channel themselves, but that's always exciting to be able to have that national scale of the event we put on.
So many people actually come to this area, both alumni of Michigan Tech and others just that who are familiar with it, come to the area during this time to celebrate and take part of this. And so I know that the, you know, Houghton and Hancock area, they love that all the people come and the tourism. I know the city's getting involved with it quite a bit. I know sometimes even along Sheldon Avenue, there'll be statues, ice statues or snow sculptures built. So it's more than just a university event. It's certainly something that the community is doing.
Oh, of course, yeah. And if anybody's ever tried to come up here during Winter Carnival and find a hotel room, I mean, good luck, right? I know I was talking to my neighbor yesterday, and he said he had some friends coming up. The only place they could find to stay during Winter Carnival weekend was up in Copper Harbor. So they're going to have quite a drive for them, you know, to get down here to see the statues. But it's pretty exciting.
Definitely good. All right, well, besides the statue building, there's a lot of different events going on. Where would you like to start? We can go with sports. We can go with the talent show, Queen Coronation, or we can, you know, go with some of the other entertainment. Where would you like to go?
Well, happening this weekend already, going on, is we have our special events. They kind of kicked off, I guess is the best way to put it. We've had some snooker going on, some snow soccer. We've had curling happening, and that's going to happen. A whole bunch of special events are going to take place between now and actual Winter Carnival and the all-nighter. I think we have 11 different special events. It includes everything from, like I said, curling and snow soccer to human dog sled, ice skating, human bowling. So I think the students are really excited about that. What else do we have going on, guys?
So we have Queens coming up the weekend before Carnival, so that's exciting. That's on, what day is it on?
It's coming up this Saturday, February 2nd. So I looked at the schedule.
Good job. Dan had it open, and I thought he was going to jump in on his date.
I definitely have the schedule, yeah. I definitely live my day-to-day by my Google Calendar, especially being president of Blue Key. I've already had so many meetings this week. I have so many meetings on my schedule for next week. It's been a lot, you know?
So 8 contestants this year I saw on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me how the competition goes.
Well, they have the competition really starts well before you actually see the competition on stage. I know they had more than 8 people apply, and only the 8 finalists make it in. We do everything between there's a talent portion of it. There's a
question and answer.
Portion of it. So there's a lot to it before they actually get on stage and actually are able to get the big bouquet of flowers and win at the end. So it's really an exciting thing. We have Cora coming back this year. She was their winner last year, and she's helping out, and she's making sure that she's really being supportive. And we have a great committee just in charge of that. So we're excited to see what happens and see what the outcome is.
And Mallory, feel free to jump in here anytime you'd like, okay? You know, I'm going to exclude you there. So the winner of that competition, what do they win? I mean, how do they feature it as the queen?
Aren't there cash prizes?
It's a scholarship, actually, so they win some kind of scholarship. I don't know the exact number for you. But
all right.
And then some basic publicity things. They get to ride the gym.
Zamboni,
wow. Am I even from here? at the carnival game, and then...
They help out throughout the entire year. There's different events that they go to. Cora is coming back this year to present the award, the MVP award, and on the ice. I keep calling it a stage just because that's how I feel about it, you know. So we're going to be on center ice together. And there's different other events throughout the year that they help out with. So that's really an exciting time for them. I think they do something with the schools, if I'm not mistaken. So it's really cool, and it's a lot of... community involvement with the Queen.
And as Madison alluded there, so there, it's also a big weekend for hockey because of the Winter Carnival Tournament that takes place. And who's Michigan Tech's opponent this year? Either of you know? gotcha on that
got
one.
Him again.
You know, we're really good with Winter Carnival, not so much the hockey game. That's okay. All athletics, if you can direct those questions right to them.
Okay, well, a lot of people enjoy the Winter Carnival games. I've been to a couple of them, I know, in the past. But all right, well, then let's focus on some should be your bread and butter all-nighter events. What's going on the Wednesday night as we will kick things up in the high gear?
So all-nighter starts at 5 o'clock, right? I think that's when our kickoff is. We're going to have people out and about helping everybody get set up. The big one is obviously the all-nighter statues, as the month-longs are kind of coming towards the end and putting the finishing touches on it. We've had quite a few vending applications of different student orgs on campus to be able to participate, to be able to have their tables and their events. Of course, we're going to have the teeter-totters again like we have in the past. We're going to have the pancakes inside of Fisher, inside of the kind of the lobby area there. Also, we're going to have warming stations. Warming stations are going to be at the MUB at Fisher. The first floor is going to be open. And if I'm not mistaken, Walker's going to be open. So anybody that's out and about during the all-nighter, those are areas you're able to go to the bathroom and just kind of get warm and get out of the cold. I know in years past, we've had really, really frigid cold carnivals. If anybody remembers last year's carnival, I think it was just kind of a how can we dodge in and out of open buildings fast enough to stay warm. And don't try to even bother to use your phone because it's just going to die immediately.
Well, guys, we don't know what the weather will be like when that comes around. Good thing it's not this weekend when we've got these, you know, negative 10 degree temperatures. Though I have been to Winter Carnival all-nighters that have been that cold. Makes those deep-fried Snickers taste pretty good.
You know? Oh, of course, of course.
Even saw one time where they were doing, it was a chocolate and grilled cheese sandwiches. I forget what they were calling. I think they were calling them Reese's peanut butter cups, but it was basically a grilled cheese with Nutella.
Oh, wow. Yum. That sounds fun.
Another event that we're excited for this year, the Snowmobile Club is doing a Snowmobile X Games on the night of Winter Carnival, so that's exciting.
Where's that taking place?
That's over by the Rosé in Lot 9. What time do you
remember? I'm pretty sure. I was just at a meeting earlier this week about that, and if I recall correctly, it's supposed to be 2 half-an-hour shows, one starting at 8 p.m. and the next one starting at 10 p.m. Don't quote me on that. Check our website, www.mtu.edu/carnival, and you guys can look at the whole schedule of events going on there. We should have that updated as soon as Blue Key has that information. We try to push it out.
Yeah, so it's updated now for that.
Okay. One of the most iconic images of Winter Carnival are the giant snow speakers that are built. And I, you know, always, you know, it's Winter Carnival when you start seeing them get those ready. And, you know, the music starts cranking up as the sun goes down and people come out. And I've never been to see when that party starts to wind down, though. I got my bedtime comes a little too soon.
You and me both.
Yeah, I think all of us try to go to bed pretty early there, Rick. Yeah. But yeah, once that does happen, you should probably be able to hear the music echoing down campus and potentially all the way to downtown. I do know that we've been trying to work with the student org that puts that on and trying to turn down the music a little bit as it gets later. And we also are taking 10-minute breaks in between the hours just to kind of help the party continue to flow through campus and not get congested right there in that area. But that is definitely another big, exciting thing we're excited for. Do you guys have anything else to add?
I think it ends at 1. 1 o'clock? To answer your original question.
Officially ends at 1. Okay. Well, I know walking through campus on the night of the all-nighter, it's so interesting to see what the different student organizations have come up with. Mm-hmm. I've seen everything from miniature golf, somebody doing that, to having what we call air hockey, except built on an ice table, to play. So just the things that people come up with are always really interesting. One of my favorite parts of going to the all-nighter.
I think us too.
Yeah, the interactive statues are really cool. I don't remember which ones we have this year, but
I'm pretty sure Mu Beta Psi is again participating in their interactive statue. I'm pretty sure it's still a secret, so I don't know that information as to what it is, but I think we're all excited to see what happens during the all-nighter and see what they end up coming up with.
As Danny, you were mentioning, so not all of the things that are going on are outside. There are things going on inside as well for warming. And mm-hmm. sometimes, I know they've had karaoke at one, mm-hmm. at some points. And
So during the all-nighter, we're also doing things at the MUB. The MUB itself has a lot of stuff going on, like MUB board. They have stuff going on inside of the MUB in the basement. There's a warming area there. I'm pretty sure they're doing karaoke. That sounds right to me. What else is going on during the all-nighter? I think that's about it. That covers it. If anybody needs to contact Blue Key, we're also going to be in the MUB. If there is a problem, we'll be in there. You guys can find us there.
All right, I happen to have the website opened up here for some of the other things, just to, in case anybody wants to know. So you get a schedule here. If you want to know what the broom ball games are taking place, this is at mtu.edu/carnival/2019. So some of the things that we've talked about are on there. So if you need to see that schedule, some of these that I have no idea what they are, like Bigfoot Glow Shoe. I don't know what that is. I'm sure. But the public comes out after Thursday or after Wednesday, starting on Thursday and through the weekend. There's a lot of great things that are available. The wagon rides and there's been dog sled rides. What do you have planned this year?
So we're still doing the dog sled rides and the wagon rides. Hopefully sleigh rides, I think, is the goal again this year. That's available to the community to come participate in. Thursday.
We should have plenty of snow for it.
So. Yeah, now you do. Yeah,
now we do.
It was a little a month ago. They were like, "Oh, we're going to get all this snow." No, we've got just the snow now. So.
Yeah, and Thursday morning we have events going on, such as the judging. You should be able to see the judges out and about early in the morning. Like you said, Rick, we have a broomball competition going on. We have our beards competition. That's always a great one for people to come and visit. Beards is free for the community, so you can feel free to stop by Fisher 135. If you guys are unfamiliar, that is where the film board does their showings, right there kind of in the middle of campus. That's a really great competition where a bunch of students get together and they get to just embrace growing facial hair. That was fun. I got to run that last year. Let's see, what else do we have going on? And we do have stage review happening Thursday night. That's a huge event for us. That's where we're having eight different student orgs on campus come together and put together, is it a 15-minute skit?
A max of 12 minutes.
Max of 12 minutes. I think 15 minutes is the total time they get. So that's really exciting. Do you have anything to add to that, Mallory? Do you know anything about that one?
No, not that one, but I could talk about the comedian.
Okay, so the comedian's happening Friday night. Both of those events happen at the Rosé. What do you know about the comedian, Mallory?
Well, it starts on Friday night, the 8th, at 9 p.m. The doors will open at 8:30. The entrance fee is free for Michigan Tech students, but it's $15 for the community members. I can't pronounce his name. Jabuki. Young White is a comedian who is going to be there, and he is on The Daily Show, and he is one of 2018's biggest up-and-coming comedians. So we're super excited to have him, and I think it's going to be very interesting.
You always have a great comedian for Winter Carnival. That's one of the highlights, I know. It's great that the Michigan Tech students get to go to that for free, too.
Mm-hmm.
So for all those listeners that were on the edge of their seat wondering who that hockey opponent was, it is Minnesota State.
Oh,
so Minnesota!
Our friends also Rick. From the north. At least they're used to the snow, right?
Yeah. So two games versus Minnesota State Friday and Saturday night, 7 o'clock on Friday, and then this is let's see, so five o'clock on that Saturday, and then so and then Film Board presenting Ralph Breaks the Internet. I guess you could say the climactic moment of Winter Carnival is the Torchlight Parade and Fireworks. Who wants to take that one?
I can take that one.
All right, Mallory.
It starts at 8:30, and it's always at the same spot across the bridge on top of Mount Ripley. And we're super excited to see the fireworks and flares go down.
Where's the bonfire, Mallory? Do you remember that one?
No.
So the bonfire is taking place downtown. There's going to be marshmallows down there. We've been working with Susie to try to provide those and get all that set up, as well as there's ice carving going on downtown. I did talk with her about that. And they're doing a big snowman where the ice house was last year. That's going to be a big snowman. And I heard that's a community event that the community is going to try to get together and work with one another to build that. So that's super duper exciting.
Just one snowman, right? One big snowman?
That's what it sounded like. I had a meeting with her earlier this week, and it sounds like one really, really big one, not a bunch of little ones like Tech did last year.
Tried to set that up. What was that? Did they set the record?
They did. They set the record. That's now recorded in the record book. What is that book called?
Guinness Book of World Records. Yes.
So that's exciting. We have a new plaque hanging in the mub for that. So.
Oh, neat. Okay, yeah. For those that maybe didn't remember, I was trying to build the most snowmen in one area in a certain amount of time. So it was so.
Okay. Other things that are taking place is St. Al's is still doing their ice mass. They're working on building their ice church. So if anybody's interested in attending that, I do know that's going on the 7th and the 8th. You guys can check their website for times. I'm not sure of those off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a big schedule. You know, have that memorized. I would have given you a ribbon or think. But anything else that you want to touch on specifically before I get into the general stuff?
I think we're good, Rick. I think we've covered pretty much everything. I don't think there's anything else that we really... there is an alumni social going on at the Alumni House on February 9th that's open to all alumni of Michigan Tech, not just Blue Key alumni like it has been in the past, so that's really exciting. And anybody that is interested in attending the award ceremony, we moved it up in the day, so that is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon now. That's in the Alumni Lounge located in the MUB. That is a change from years past and what we've done in the past, so just so if anybody's interested in attending that, that is something that they can look forward to. That's on February 9th.
Okay. Do you still do the snowball?
Yes, we're doing snowball. It's taking place at the Rosé on the backstage, just like we did last year, and that is after the hockey game. So if anybody's interested, you can still go to that. You get to watch the fireworks as you're coming down the hill in front of Fisher, right down the middle of campus, and then head over to Rosé to kind of party the night away as a farewell to Winter Carnival.
Right. So Winter Carnival, let me ask you some of this. What did that play into your decision to come to Michigan Tech, the fact that they had Winter Carnival here? I've talked to people before where it was like, the hook. They came here for Winter Carnival, fell in love with the school, and came back to go. We're going to look at you, Mallory, because you're going to answer that one.
Well, I came to Tech for the engineering aspect, so not specifically Winter Carnival, but I am a Youper, born and raised, so I've been involved in Winter Carnival ever since I was young because it's such a well-known event across the UP. So,
what year are you in right now?
I'm a second year.
Okay. Yeah, sophomore. Dan, what about you?
So I'm a fourth year. I'm almost graduating, almost done. I had no idea what Winter Carnival was until I came up here. Just when I talked about going to Michigan Tech with my friends, everybody downstate seemed to know, and they all were participating in it except me. So it was definitely fun to be able to participate my first year and then every year since. So that's been great.
Well, you've been working. How many years have you been working on organizing it as opposed to just having fun with it?
So I started out as my first year. I worked on the pictorial produced by The Load. I was the head designer of that. So I worked pretty much through all of Winter Carnival, I sat inside of an office in the basement of the admin building and clicked on pictures to put inside of that. It was a lot of fun. I don't regret it at all. It was amazing. I took a few minutes here and there to run outside and kind of get to see what was going on and see everything. My second year, I did not actually physically work on Winter Carnival. I was part of housing, and I was making sure that everybody inside the dorms was okay. And then my third and fourth year, I've been here at Blue Key and been able to participate with Winter Carnival.
Madison, that means you got to be the partier of the group.
Oh, I don't know. At 8 o'clock bedtime, it doesn't really lend itself to partying. But
you go to bed at 8 o'clock on the all-nighter?
No, I wish. That would be great. But
nobody would let you go to bed at 8 o'clock.
No, not at all.
Well, what's your best Winter Carnival memory?
Good question. So my first year up here, I roomed with my best friend, and we just kind of walked around, got those classic fried Oreos and fried Snickers, they had at the thing, and just kind of hung out. And then, you know, that was my one and only year of going to bed at 10 at an all-nighter, so I did like that as my non-partying self.
Yeah, Rick, the three of us here, we're all going to be partying away in the mub, you know, making sure everything's running smoothly and on the radios.
Well, so. I know, now that you're running it, is the people that put it on, and they're, you know, they had to find their enjoyment in it in some other way, since you can't just simply join the revelries that take place. But for myself, because I've actually worked a lot of these too, but just from, you know, from the community side for the news, one year I went there and they had a trailer and they were making shish kebabs. And, you know, I've seen of all varieties of different foods, from just, you know, something simple as, you know, the pickled eggs to, you know, those deep fried sandwiches and stuff like that. But that one year, they had grills out there and were making shish kebabs. I couldn't believe it. It was fantastic.
Sounds fun. I know that we're just doing the chili truck this year. And the chili truck, if anybody's familiar with it, generally drives around. They're going to find a place to park this year. So look for them parked somewhere on campus. We haven't determined that location yet. We're still working with facilities and statues to plan that. But they are going to be parked on campus.
So once again, that big schedule that we went down here and there can be found on mtu.edu/carnival/2019. Winter Carnival is always a big draw for people coming in the area. This year's not going to be any different. We already know that, you know, a lot of people are looking forward to it. They're not going to have the snow house downtown this year. They were planning on doing something there. I don't know what they have building.
A snowman.
That is where
the big snowman is going to be, according to Susie from downtown.
Oh, okay. Well, then people will know whether that's taking place. If they're familiar with that snow house that's been up for the last couple of years, that will be there. So between now and when this thing gets going, what do you guys have to do as Blue Key members? You know, what are the final preparations?
I'm the treasurer of Blue Key, so I'm just making sure all the payments are going through and everything's getting taken care of and paid for and...
Okay. Right. Well, that actually leads into another good question. Who makes this possible besides the three of you and your superhuman efforts?
We have a bunch of donations from alumni and departments across campus too, and also local businesses.
Okay. Any of them that you want to mention? As I get the look of, I'm not sure which ones. Okay.
I don't know if we would want to mention just specific ones because I don't think we can mention them all.
So just in general, then. Everybody.
But we really appreciate all of them. Of course we do. So I'd hate to leave any of them out because we're mentioning the ones that we remember.
All right. Well, last question then. What is Blue Key so we can give them a shout out in you know, your group that puts this on?
So Blue Key is a National Honor Society. There's multiple chapters all over the U.S. And they all just participate in different service organizations or services. We stand for three pillars: service, scholarship, and leadership.
And put on Winter Carnival.
And we put on Winter Carnival. Right.
That's our big event of the year. So,
All right. Thanks so much for joining me on this show.
Of course, Rick. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Rick.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.